Gina nodded, and together they descended to the landing deck, where Kip Duren was waiting at the end of a long double row of Jedi. Across from him, standing in a place of honor reserved for close friends who risked their necks ferrying Jedi into the Maw and who found ways to make impossible repairs to the Falcon, were Lando Calrissian and his family. Jaina felt Kip reach out in the Force. The two rows of Jedi raised their lightsabers and ignited them, forming a tent of crackling color over the aisle through which Jaina and her father were to pass. At the other end stood Jagged Fell, dressed in a dark civilian tunic and trousers, looking back toward Jaina with a smile as wide as his face. She returned his smile and, almost dragging her father along, started up the aisle to marry the man she loved. The darkness was eternal, all-powerful, unchangeable. She had stared into it for too many years, alone and unblinking, determined that it would not take her. Now, it never would. Now, she was lighting a candle. This is Mark Thompson. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars: Fate of the Jedi, Apocalypse, by Troy Denning. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Aaron Blank. Star Wars: Fate of the Jedi, Apocalypse is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2012, all rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.